Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you very much for blessing us with uncountable blessings. When we count them, we marvel. For the gift of life, for the gift of sound mind, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to reconcile us with you, who came to make us friends again with you. And we thank you even for the gift of fellowship, even gathering here on the Lord's Day like today, to come and hear you, to come and listen to your word. May you now speak using me and forgive all our sins. For this is our prayer of faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please do have your seats. Good morning. Long time no see, so can wave me. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for coming to the house of the Lord. As you made a decision long time, and you confirmed that with a vow during your baptism and confirmation, that indeed you'll be gathering with other Christians on the Lord's Day and other days when people gather for worship and fellowship, just to come and have an encounter with our Maker, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm born again this morning, and I'm happy for the privilege of serving the Lord in His vineyard. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday, and Thanksgiving is a very nice moment. And my sermon statement, as written there in the bulletin, is be grateful for your work. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, be grateful for your work. What is Thanksgiving? The definition is, it is a grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors from God. It is not a one-day affair that happens three times a year. It should be a lifestyle. So even as we gather here to mark Thanksgiving days at St. Andrew's, we need to keep on reminding ourselves that Thanksgiving is a day-to-day affair. Every day, we need to be appreciating God for His goodness. Thanksgiving flows from God the Father. Or they can go from God to the God the Father, not from God the Father, through the Son and from God the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. The Holy Spirit indwells us, and therefore thanksgiving should be a very distinctive mark of all Christians. You cannot claim to be born again, baptized by the Holy Spirit, and filled with the same Holy Spirit without practicing thanksgiving. Why do we thank God? I have put some 10 points in the foreword of the bulletin. And I'm sure you take your bulletin home, because those 10 points can serve as a devotion per day for the next 10 days. The reason we thank God are there: from His righteousness and holiness, for His marvelous works, for His guidance and counseling and instructions. And number 10, I like number 10 very much, because in most cases we think that we are supposed to thank God because of good things only. Number 10 says, for the promise that all things work for the good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So God is supposed to be thanked at all times, even when things are not very good. When we are sick, when we are grieving, when we are jobless, when we have challenges, we need to thank God, because God changes not. Circumstances may change, but our God does not change. From why we thank God to how we should thank God for our work and studies. And I have an acronym here for ease of remembrance, if you have somewhere to write. The acronym I have here is SUCCEED. SUCCEED. SUCCEED has 7 letters. SUCCEED, and every letter there represents a principle on how we should thank God for our works, for our businesses, for our studies. And when we talk about work, I'm not talking about only work in the marketplace, Wherever God has given you a responsibility to work, some of us work in the church. Amen. Some of us work in our homes. Do you know even being a housewife is a job? Hallelujah. I normally hear people saying, I'm only a housewife or a house husband. Even there you have some things that you do. You manage people there. You do a lot of cooking, and that is hospitality, a lot of cleaning, a lot of counseling your children. Many things happen in our family. So as I talk about work, as I talk about studies, as I talk about businesses, I'm presenting a holistic approach to this issue. So S in my acronym SUCCEED stands for stay motivated. The best way to appreciate God for our work and studies is to stay motivated. Remain motivated. It is possible for us to be demotivated in our careers, demotivated in our businesses, demotivated in our studies. But the best way to thank God for an opportunity to serve people, for an opportunity to earn a living, for an opportunity to make a difference, is for us to remain motivated, stay motivated. And the scripture I have there is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, where we read that whatever you do, work at it heartily, with all your heart, and work like you are working for Jesus, not people. Amen? Because work is not a consequence of sin. Many people think that we work because Adam and Eve sinned. And we have a lot of myths and stories why we work. And we keep on blaming many people. Work, the command to work, to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the earth and conquer it, came way before the law of Moses. Amen? Way before Adam and Eve fell. So it is a blessing actually to have an opportunity to work, an opportunity to study, an opportunity to do good business. And we need to keep on being motivated. People may not appreciate what you are doing. The reward may not also be forthcoming. The salary may not be enough. I don't know whether real salaries are ever enough. But you have to keep on being motivated. Motivate yourself. You may be working very hard in your family to please your spouse and you get nothing in return. Apart from destructive criticism, encourage yourself that whatever I do as a minister, whatever you are doing in the marketplace, you are doing it for Jesus Christ. Amen? That is our encouragement, and he will reward you here. And even when you go to heaven, there is a crown of service. So be motivated and don't listen to people a lot for commendation. Just listen to what God is saying. Am I doing his will here? Am I standing for Christ in my career? Am I a Christ ambassador wherever I am? Or you just wait for people to tell us you have done well? They will tell you here. The next day they will criticize you. Better listen from that divine message that whatever we are doing as we serve, we are doing it for Christ. And that is the best way to appreciate God for our work. U stands for understand who you work for. Maybe a connection there with the first one. Understand who you work for. You find that some of us who are employed want to please our bosses. And you want to be very organized when the boss is around. Even teachers want to organize themselves when the principal is moving around the corridors. But when he disappears into the office, they are there. They close the doors until the pupils turn to page 12 of the Kenya Primary Mathematics and do all that. And after that, they ask the pupils to mark for themselves. Because they don't understand who they work for. People who need supervision all the time. If you know that you work for Jesus Christ, you would do your work well. And you would know that Jesus Christ is available all the time. He is omnipresent. Present everywhere. He knows everything. He has all power. You work for Christ. So there is no possibility that your supervisor can do 100% supervision. But there is one who sees even the thoughts of your heart. Amen? Yes, that is the one who we should appreciate and thank and understand that we work for him. Serving God is not only in the church, even in the marketplace, as you deal with the people there, created in the image of God, as you manage resources that God gave us for our own use, we must know that He is the focus of our work, the focus of our studies, the focus of our careers, the focus of our vocations. C, I'm going very fast, stands for character building. The best way to appreciate God is to be a worker of character. Character is the sum total of the human being. Character is what makes you remain on top. You may have your credentials and work your way up the career ladder, academic ladder. But what will make you remain there is your character. What you do when other people are not present, in the closet, under your blanket, what you do, that is character, very, very important. And the Bible in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 10, Paul is encouraging Timothy here as a mentee, telling him godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world and you take nothing. And he continues to say, if you have the basic needs, I'm paraphrasing, then you have enough. And the love of money is the root cause of all evil. There are people who can do practically anything to get money, including damaging their own bodies, selling themselves. I hear people who sell themselves here, they can sell themselves for 100K per hour or per day. And the people who use you, you make some photos and post them in the website, in the porn sites, as you take your 100,000 to go and be happy. Somebody is using your body somewhere, kilometers away, thousands of kilometers away, to do business with you. The love of money is the root cause of all evil. And many people, as Paul says there, and the word of God is that they have actually pierced themselves. Some people have entered into clubs that they cannot understand in the name of money. Then when they find them in there, they can't come out. They have entered into a box in the name of trying to make what? Money. Money is never enough. Money is not everything. Tell your neighbor, money is not everything. It is not that you may have all money, but you may not have joy and peace. Hallelujah. So we must be people who care about our character. Character building, very, very essential. As a minister, I need to be a minister of character, not to eat the flock that God has given me. I see Ezekiel complaining that there are some shepherds who eat the sheep. I pray for the number of years I have served as a minister that I should not be blamed for having consumed any sheep. Hallelujah. Yes, don't consume the sheep that God has given you, consuming the resources, plundering everything in the name of getting rich quick. What comes quickly will go away, and you have yourself to blame. And some of them come with curses that you pass even to generations, affecting your children. Character, very essential. The best way to thank God is to be a Christian of character. And if you want to know that you are a person of character, go through Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. That's where we have the nine aspects of Christian character. The other C is care for your team. For you to work, for you to do business, for you to study, you need to be in a team in most cases. So do you mind about your team? Jesus had a team of how many disciples? 12. Encouraging them and tasking them and challenging them and being with them even after the resurrection. He was to go for some people who had gone back to their normal life of fishing, because he needed them so that they can be pillars of the church. So you must mind about your team. At home, you must mind about your family members. In your place of work, you must mind about your fellow workers, your seniors. As you do business, you must mind about your customers and the people that you give services to. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, Ephesians 4:32, says you must be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving one another. We have some people who are very harsh. As they work, as they do their businesses, they are harsh to their juniors. They are harsh to their seniors. They are harsh to their customers. We are supposed to treat people well, because that is a fellowship, and we need to care for each other. A time may come when we may require to sharpen one another as iron sharpens iron. Sharpen people in the right way. We need to be our brothers and sisters, keepers. You need to live and let live. You know, nowadays we move from the era of personnel management into what we call human resource management. Because when you used to have personnel managers, they would mind about work only. And they would criticize you and harass you for being sick. Unagojeka hii kazi ifanywe na nani wewe? Wacha hiyo upuzi, wacha kuwanje. Even when you get bereaved, your people are dying. What do you think will happen to your job? So we discover that we need to think about human relationships. Individual needs and the relationships of workers. Very, very important. So the best way to appreciate God for work is to appreciate the team that God has given you to achieve your goals. Hallelujah. Don't look down upon them, all of them. From those people who are very old, we consider them low, but they are very important. You may come to your house at midnight and the soldier there refuses to open the gate. And behind you there are people trading. That person you look down upon there, he may sabotage you and you may even lose your life. Everybody is important. Important. And we must consider them so. Are we together? Yes, because you are using our acronym SACCEED, that you are in the first E. Exceed the expectations. Don't just do the ordinary. Exceed what? The expectation. And Paul is saying this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Exceeding our expectation. He says, give yourself fully to the work of God and exceed. Go beyond the mark. Hallelujah. Yes, go beyond the mark. When Rebecca met the servant who was sent by Abraham to go and look for a wife for Isaac, she fed the servant and fed camels. And she was drawing the water from the well. And I am sure there was no electricity that time. And you know how camels consume water. So you can imagine camels, I think they were like 10. Consuming water from a lady. And you know, ladies, they are strong in other areas, but not in most cases physical. They get tired because of the way you are wired. You are strong in other areas. I know. Like in my physical, you always look for someone to help you, isn't it? Help me lift this pulpit. So you can imagine this lady, she was just requested for water by the servant, but she decided to even feed the camels. Out of that, she got a husband. Amen? Yes. So it is good to do something extra. Even Jesus said about giving of tithes and offerings that if our righteousness does not exceed the righteousness of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's why we give beyond tithes. When you give, you can give even 30%. When you serve the Lord, don't complain about the time you are using for God's work. You can do extra, something extra for your company. You can do something extra for your family, because there is a blessing. So the best way to appreciate God is to do his work fully and exceed without complaining, without necessarily asking for overtime. Ministers don't get overtime. We work until night, because you tell us it's a calling. That you still have people to take to salon, like now in my house I have to, amen? And some big boys who want. But you must exceed the expectation. The other E stands for expand your skills. Expand your, there are some people who are satisfied with just small things, little education. And somebody said little knowledge is very dangerous. Some people who have not even appreciated ICT, they still want to remain in the analog. I know some of us were confused by ICT when it came, because you were analog before. You don't want to build your skill, you want to be satisfied among a bucking dog or two, mediocrity. Have reached, you keep on talking about a business, Are you thinking about expanding it? Because the Bible in Proverbs 22 verse 29, Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. Hallelujah. That means when you build your skills, you expand your exposure. I'm sure if I remained at my certificate level of theology, I would not have probably found my way to St. Andrews. Amen? So that's an opportunity to give you an item to give you an opportunity. So you need to ask yourself, am I building my skills? And you must watch the job world. Don't just do things that other people are doing. During our times, we used to boast about computers, so we would say, I have done computer. Then the young people started going abroad, and every young people want to go abroad, and they don't know what they will do there. You will suffer there. Some of us who go there, I'm not sure you would be glad to get old in some countries and go to those homes. You better go and earn a living and come back here and live well with your family so that when you grow old, they will take care of you. They won't take you to a certain home. I think of senior citizens. Because you need family, you need the warmth, isn't it? You need them to take care of you because you educated them. So please let us expand our skills. Even in the church, we ask people to expand their skills. Don't be satisfied about just even knowing a few verses in the Bible. Try to ask yourself, are you digging deep? Jesus told the disciples one time, launch into the deep. You can't get many fish, many yields, if you don't launch into the deep. Expand your skills. And the last one, as I finish, my word succeed is dedicate your work to God. That's a good one. Dedicate your work to? Dedicate your studies to God. Dedicate your business to God. Make your business, your work, your studies a ministry. Put a spiritual meaning in your work. And that's why the proverbial man is saying in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own PhD and masters and all those other studies. It's not about your knowledge. It's about Christ. It's about God, the giver of knowledge, giving you just a portion of knowledge. Actually, God told the Israelites one time, I am the one who gives you power to produce wealth. It's not about your education. It's about God. Trust in Him. Just sit with God and discuss with Him. When you want to start something new, ask God to work with you. And you can also dedicate your work to God by way of worship. That's why our theme is saying, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Just worshiping the Lord and telling God, thank you. There are many people who sang to the Lord in the Bible after God performed a miracle in their lives. Look at Miriam after they crossed the Red Sea. She burst into a song, isn't it? Yes, because worship is in spirit. It comes from the heart. It's like a reflex action. It is never forced. So dedicate your work to God through worship, through singing to the Lord, appreciating Him, praying to Him, lifting your hands. Don't talk about bad business. Ati biashara imeharibika. Say, biashara imeharibika, lakini mine hajaharibika. Amen? From this business, from this work, from these studies, I'm going to be blessed because God blesses people even in the wilderness. He provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness. So ask for manna in that particular career that is not picking. Job, business. Prophesy to your business. Go to your hardware and talk to those metal pieces. You are going to be bought in the name of Jesus. Because I need money for tithe. And money to pay school fees. Prophesy, don't confess negative things, for indeed what you confess, you possess. There is power in spoken word. Bless your family members. Bless even those children who are not always good performers in school. They may have another gift that you don't know. And that's why we mind about life skills. Because many people we find in this nation get their earning out of funny things. I see Jugush on YouTube
doing funny things there. He comes from my village, and he has a lot of money, but just joking around there with the wife. And they get a lot of money. So let's get the talents of our children, encourage them, and as we dedicate our work to God, let us honor the Lord with our wealth. I'm sure you read a verse there. Proverbs 3. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with those first fruits and other gifts. And in the New Testament now, we don't baptize gifts a lot. It's either a tithe or an offering or a gift meant for the needy. Even by a firstborn and many other things. Jesus came to complete all these shadows of the Old Testament. Our giving is an expression of thanks, giving to God for what he has done. And we don't bribe God. We come to thank him for what he has done. So these seven principles are very, very important. And when we practice them, guided by the Holy Spirit, we are going to succeed in our jobs, in our businesses, in our studies, in our callings. And when we practice them, we actually show God that we are fully grateful to him. So may God help us as we succeed in all our callings, in all our undertaking, to the glory and honor of God. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, we thank you because of your word this morning.